Again, Zach read this, and I want to read it again out of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. Paul said, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that," or to guard that, "which I've committed unto him against that day." You know, Paul could say, "I know God. I know the Lord Jesus." The Lord Jesus said, "This is life eternal, to know God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent." And Paul could say, you know, I know him. Not only do I know about him, not only have I heard the prophecies, but I know him, have a relationship with him. He had gotten to know the Lord Jesus. He could say, "I know whom I believed. I know whom my faith is in." And we might ask this evening, do you know? Who is your faith in? You know, there are many people in the world today that are planning on being with God someday, but in reality, their faith is in themselves. They could say, "I know who I believed. I believed in myself. I'm trusting myself to somehow get to God. I'm going to be okay. I'm working hard and I'm a nice person and I do things for other people. I'm kind, I'm gracious, and I'm growing as a human being." Paul said, "I know who I believed." He said, "It's not me. I'm the chief of sinners. If I was trusting in myself to get to heaven," Paul recognized there was no hope. You know, I recognize the same thing about myself. Paul said, "I know whom I believed. I know him. He's God. And he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ." And we've been thinking about that tonight and how that was prophesied. And Paul said, "I know the prophecies and I know the fulfillment of the prophecies that this one, Jesus, is the very Son of God. And he lived a perfect life. And he, as the young people have presented to us tonight, he bore our sins. He took the punishment for our guilt on himself." And Paul said, "I know who I believed, and I am persuaded. I am convinced that he is able. He's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day." Paul said, "I know there's a day coming. I'm going to stand before God. But you know what? I have committed myself, my soul, my spirit, who I really am, I've committed all of that to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I've committed to him all of those sins. I, the chief of sinners," Paul would say, "and I've committed all of that to him. Lord, you know I'm a sinner. Lord, you know I don't deserve to have eternity with you. Lord, I'm guilty. But Lord, I know that your son died for me. He's my substitute. You sent him to take my place. And he was crucified for me. And he suffered because of me and my guilt and all my sins. I believe he rose again. And I trust him as my Savior. I don't trust myself. I don't trust him plus myself. I trust him and the work that he has done on Calvary's cross. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed to him." And Paul's confidence was in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what the Christmas story is all about. Not that we might just feel good because a baby was born, but rather that God became a man, became a human being, and lived a life of perfection. Not just to show us how to live, but rather to show us how we cannot live apart from him. To show us God's standard, and to show us God's perfect sacrifice, himself. And if we're willing to receive him, as Zach has shared with us tonight, if we're willing to receive him, to as many as received him, to them God gives the right to become a child of God, even to those who believe on his name. Do you know for sure that you have eternal life, not because of you, but because of Jesus Christ? Paul said, "I know whom I believed. And I'm convinced that he is able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day." And his confidence was in the Lord Jesus. You know, right where you sit tonight, you could tell God that you know you're a sinner. In fact, I'm going to ask you to bow your head. And I'm just going to give you a moment to reflect on what you've seen and heard. And the young people, as they've shared these different things about the Lord Jesus, give you an opportunity to just reflect on your own life before God. Do you know who you're believing in, whom you're trusting in to get you to heaven? to give you a relationship with God, to deal with your sins. If it's not the Lord Jesus Christ who died for your sins and rose again, then you can't have that confidence that Paul had. Because you're not able to keep what's been committed against that day. No, only the Lord Jesus is worthy of our trust and our confidence. And right where you sit tonight, you can tell God, God, I'm a sinner, I'm guilty. And I want to be saved, I want to be forgiven, I want your Son to be my Savior. I'm placing my faith and trust in Him, not on me. I'm placing it on the Lord Jesus who loved me and gave Himself for me. You can do that. We'd love to talk with you afterwards. Again, we're going to invite everyone up to the gym across the street. We'd love to talk with you about spiritual things. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior, you'd like to know more about it, or do you have some questions? We'd love to talk with you. The answers are in the Word of God. I'm going to close in prayer, and then the ushers are going to come up, and they have some treats that we annually, traditionally give to everyone. You can just stay where you are, and they'll pass those out, and then we invite you to come across the parking lot here to the Activities Building. Enjoy a good time of Christmas fellowship and food together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the program that we've enjoyed tonight. Lord, it's been such a blessing to see these young people and just the way that they have expressed the truth of your word, Father, through song and through scripture and through the drama. And Father, all that they have shared with us has been such an encouragement. And Father, we thank you that the most blessed part of it all is that it's true because it's in your word, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have told us who you are. Father, you've told us your perfect standard and shown us we can't meet that standard. But Father, you've also sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, and He has taken our punishment, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that He bore our sins in His own body there on Calvary. Thank you for raising Him from the dead. Thank you, Father, for providing the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Father, we pray for any here tonight who are struggling with this, Father, who aren't sure that they have that relationship with you through the Lord Jesus. I pray that you'll continue to work in their hearts and strive with them that they might ask someone how they can know for sure based upon your word. And we thank you, Lord, that it's not dependent on us. Father, how thankful we are that we can know whom we've have believed and we can be persuaded that you are able to guard what we've committed unto you against that day. Father, thank you for the treats you provided. Thank you for the food that we're going to enjoy. And thank you, Father, for these folks that are gathered here tonight. And we thank you that you love every one of us. Father, you've shown us that in the giving of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Okay. I ask the ushers to hand out the treat bags.